In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Merry Christmas. Yesterday, we celebrated the Nativity of our Lord, the Prince of Peace, and the King of Martyrs. We can see in the Gospel of Luke the presentation of Jesus in the temple, where Simeon, having been in a season of Advent himself, a season of patient anticipation, and a season waiting finally, saw the fulfillment of the promises made to him, that he would not see death until he gazed upon the Christ. Knowing full well that nothing further in this life was promised to him, he joyfully took the child Jesus into his arms and blessed God. In what is a beautiful prayer that is actually included in the compline hours for the divine office. He says the following, "Now, Master, may you let your servant go in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in sight of all the peoples, light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel." Afterwards, he told Mary that her son was destined for the fall and the rise of many in Israel, and to a sign that would be contradicted, and that her own heart would be pierced. Anecdotally, this settles the age-old question, yes, Mary did in fact know, so let's start with that one. But this is such a sober and somber message to give to a new mother concerning the fate of her child. On its face, it would seem a contradiction to follow the celebration of a newborn child, and not just any newborn child, but Christ himself, with such a focus on death and sorrow. But that's exactly what we are doing. In fact, the first 4 days of the octave of Christmas, we celebrate either a feast day or a commemoration of a martyr. In a time of joy and hope, we focus on suffering and death. First, we have today, would normally be the feast of St. Stephen, one of the original seven deacons, as we see in Acts, but also one of the first to be martyred after the death and resurrection and ascension of Jesus. Since it is Sunday, however, we commemorate this great saint instead. Tomorrow, we celebrate the white martyrdom of St. John the Evangelist. While he did not die a bloody death, unlike the rest of the apostles, his life was filled with much suffering, which he joyfully embraced. On the 28th, we celebrate the feast of the Holy Innocents, who were slaughtered by King Herod in an attempt to kill Jesus as a child. Unlike St. Stephen and St. John, they had no choice in their martyrdom. And on the 29th is a feast day for St. Thomas Becket, who was assassinated for his insistence that the church should not be subject to secular political influence. Returning back to the presentation, Simeon stated that Mary's son was destined for a sign which shall be contradicted. We have just entered into this Christmas season, a season of rejoicing, a season of budding hope and the promise of new life and of the kingdom which is to come. Yet Holy Mother Church has this focus on death and suffering. Why this contradiction? Could it be that we cannot truly rejoice without remembering why we are rejoicing? We cannot grow in our own hope of salvation without understanding what it is we are being saved from. While we may not be called to a red martyrdom as Stephen, the Holy Innocents, or St. Thomas of Becket, or countless other martyrs, we must rejoice as St. John the Apostle did, in our sufferings, rejoicing in the promise of new life. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.